Code version right there. That's a cat named Thurston Harris. He's the guy that gave us Kansas City. That was his big, 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 big ass hit. But here he is with Little Bitty Pretty One. He was the original on that. I played that earlier by Frankie Lyman, which I think is my favorite take on it, the Frankie Lyman version. But that right there, that's it. That's the cat that wrote the story. Little Bitty Pretty One. Come Sit on My Knee, Thurston Harris. Alternative Bump Music Friday. I'm Troy Shondell. Thank you for listening to my radio program. I'm so appreciative of that fact. Without you, I am nothing. You know, there's a lot of stuff on Facebook. I keep talking about Facebook. It's because while I'm on the show, keep in mind I have to amuse myself. And a lot of animal stuff. I'm watching a gorilla now being chased by a Canadian goose. Yeah, one of them, they're Canadian geese. And those things are vicious. Have you ever been attacked by one of those? I've been chased by them. There was one that set up a shop, you may recall. If you're from the People's Republic of Ann Arbor area, you know where California Pizza Kitchen is over there at the mall, Briarwood Mall. And when you come out of that restaurant, or even that exit out of the mall over there, just to the right as you're coming out, up on the roof, there used to be a Canadian goose up there. I think a whole gang of them. And they were wearing leathers and everything. And, man, they would get so mean when you'd walk out of there. They'd be screaming and yelling. Every now and then there'd be a bunch of them on the sidewalk, and you had to watch what you're doing because they'd peck at you, attack you. Not to mention crap all over the sidewalk. But, yeah, Canadian geese, they don't play. Do people eat those? I always think when people are duck hunting, they're hunting ducks. But is anybody out there eating a Canadian goose? What do they taste like? Are they any good? Do they taste Canadian? Are they what? Quite seriously, I don't know anything about the Canadian geese other than that this time of year when they're everywhere. And, you know, you got to watch out when you're driving along because they just walk across the street like they own the joint. And they may take a bunch of babies in the spring out there with them, too. I think they're on the way back up to Canada now. They're not so much spending a ton of time down here. This is just a stop-off way station, if you will. This is where they fuel up. Any type of a body of water. But seriously, has anybody out there ever had a Canadian goose for dinner? What do they taste like? Theodore Warnock's inquisitive minds want to know. My name's not really Troy Shondell. Of course, my name's not really Theodore Warnock either. you got to stick with the program. Today, I just saw a history post. There was some battle way back when, and it looks like Greeks, and here it is. It's the Battle of Eclipse. 585 BC, the Medes and the Lydians, they're on the battlefield, and they're pitched battle, hundreds and hundreds of guys, and it was on an eclipse day, and when the sun, or the moon eclipsed the sun, it turned to night, and they all freaked out. They stopped fighting, and they negotiated a peace agreement. Yeah. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if that effect would take place on Earth today? The world over? That ain't going to happen. That's just simply not going to happen. But, yeah, that would be a good thing. Will there ever be a lasting world peace? No, because people basically hate each other. We cover it pretty well. I mean, we fake it pretty well. Everybody wants to tell everybody else what to do. Some of us kind of keep that monster on a leash. Most of the people want to be told what to do. So, no, there will never be a lasting world peace or an end to hunger. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Nassau's gone funky, Nassau's gone soul. We've got a doggone beat now, we're gonna call our very own. Nassau rock and Nassau roll. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Feel alright.
Fish skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing, don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah. And we've got a doggone beat now. We're gonna take care of business too. Listen to the drummer playing his beat. Listen to the bass man, go get that same groove. Listen to the guitar, give that soul some tune. The horn drum, bring it on home to you. Pumpkin Nassau, Pumpkin Nassau, Pumpkin Nassau.